Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry University and WISE in Wise, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I pick to be special. And each week I also put in a story, a joke, a reading, something different, a non-commercial music or a recording, and I call those things Wombats, and that's where my title comes from, Wombats and Music. This show is due to air between Christmas and New Year's, or shortly after New Year's. So, I'm going to have a little bit of seasonal music, but mostly just my favorites of other non-seasonal music. The first one is Dance Little Girl in the Morning Mist by the Toontown Old Time String Band. And the fiddle player, one of them in here, is Joy Patton. Joy Patton was my fiddle teacher when I was living in Abingdon, and she does a great job. So, listen for Joy. She lives up near Galax, and some of you may know her. And the band she's in, the Toontown Old Time String Band, often plays at Carter Falls, so you may have seen her there. Dance, Little Girl in the Morning Mist.
That sweet little girl down in Tennessee, her hair's black as a raven. Dance, little girl in the morning mist, you're the one I'm craving. Dance, little girl in the morning mist, dance, little girl, hey, hey. Dance, little girl, in the morning mist, I'll come back someday. She'd save her love for me. I'd walk, I'd crawl, I'd run all night back to Tennessee. Dance, little girl, in the morning mist. Dance, little girl, hey, hey. Dance, little girl, in the morning mist. I'll come back someday. I'll come back someday. Dance, little girl, in the morning mist. Dance, little girl, hey, hey. Dance, little girl, in the morning mist. I'll come back someday.
Was Dance Little Girl in the Morning Mist by the Toontown Old Time String Band. And next up is my favorite New Year's song, favorite version of this song, Auld Lang Syne. This is by a Scotsman, Dougie MacLean.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of auld lang syne? For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for auld lang syne. We twa hae run aboot the braes and pu'd the gowans fine. We've wandered many's the weary fet since days of old. For auld lang syne. for all I'm sighing. And we twa he piddled in the barn frae morning sun till dine. Oh, but seas between us baith they roared since days of all lang syne. For all lang syne, my dear, for all lang syne, we'll tak' a cup, oh, kindness yet, for all. And there's a hand, my trusty fear, and he's a hand o' thine, and we'll tak' a record well he walked for all lang syne. For all lang syne, my dear, for all lang syne, we'll tak' a cup, oh kindness yet, for all lang syne. For all lang syne, my dear, for all lang syne, we'll tak' a cup, oh kindness yet, for all lang syne.
That was "Auld Lang Syne," sung by Dougie MacLean. Next up is a song in French, "Quand un bateau passe," when a boat passes by. And I heard this in French years ago. The American version is called "Boats and Trains and Planes," and it's a wonderfully gentle song. I think fits with what I would like to have as my mood for the new year to start it off. This is "Quand un bateau passe" by Claude François.
Quand un avion s'envole dans le ciel, moi j'imagine tous ces départs, tous ces gens qui doivent partir, qui se séparent, qui se déchirent. Quand un bateau passe, quand un train siffle, quand un avion s'envole dans le ciel, moi je revois ce matin triste où en partant d'une dizaine, l'été prochain, je reviendrai. Et depuis ce jour sous le soleil brûlant, là je t'attends. Trois étés déjà sont revenus. Je suis là comme je t'avais promis. Mais où es-tu? Mais où es-tu? Mais où es-tu?
Quand un bateau passe, quand un train siffle, quand un avion s'envole dans le ciel, amèrement, moi je me dis que s'il n'existait pas, peut-être alors serais-tu là. Quand un bateau passe, quand un train siffle, quand un avion s'envole dans le ciel, j'espère encore J'espère toujours que bateau, train et avion qui t'emmenaient te ramèneront. Quand un bateau passe, quand un train s'y, quand un avion s'envole dans le ciel.
That was Quand un bateau passe by Claude François. Next up is There Ain't Nothing Wrong with the Radio by Aaron Tippin. And this is country music, country rock, about a car radio. And I know many of you hear my show on your car radio, so this one's about you. And this particular one, though, I think of when it's about a car radio, they've got mud on the tires. There Ain't Nothing Wrong with the Radio by Aaron Tippin.
She's left me on the side of the road. The older she gets, the slower we go. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. She needs a carburetor, a set of plug wires. She's riding me around on four-ball tires. The wipers don't work and the horn don't blow. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. Crossing my back dash, a little bobbing dog watching everybody pass. Dual antennas whipping in the wheel. Oh, there ain't a country station that I can't tune in. But she ain't a Cadillac and she ain't a Rose, but there ain't nothing wrong with a radio.
That was There Ain't Nothing Wrong with the Radio by Aaron Tippin. And next up is a version of Carol of the Bells, or another seasonal song. I know it's Christmas is over, but I like this version a lot. It's got an intense rhythm. I just get a thrill listening to it and feeling it go through my pulse. Carol of the Bells by Andre Rieu and Anna Recker and the 400 Brass Players.
Щедрик, щедривочка, прилетіла ластівочка, стала собі щебетати, господаря викликати. Вийди, вийди, господарю, подивися на пожару, там овечки покотились, маячки народились. Тебе товар весь хороший, будеш мати мир по грошей. Тебе товар весь хороший, будеш мати мир по грошей. Чорноброва. жінка стала собі шепетати, господаря викликати. Вийди, вийди, господарю, подивися на кошару, в тебе товар весь хороший, будеш мати мірку грошей. В тебе товар весь хороший, будеш мати мірку грошей. В тебе жінка чорноброва, очі грошей та голова. В тебе жінка чорноброва, щедрик, щедрик, щедрівочка, прилетіла ластівочка. В тебе товар весь хороший, будеш мати мірку грошей. В тебе жінка чорноброва, очі грошей та голова. В тебе жінка чорноброва, щедрик, щедрик, щедрівочка, прилетіла ластівочка. Щедрик, щедрик, щедрівочка, прилетіла ластівочка. Щедрик, щедрик, щедрівочка, прилетіла ластівочка.
Carol of the Bells by Andre Rieu on a record and the 400 Brass Players. Next up is kind of a retro New Year's song. This is a song called 1999 by Prince. And it was released in 1982. So for many years, when they played the song, it was in the future. 1999, you know, often distant future. And now it's in the past. Yeah, it's kind of weird. Anyway, it's got a great feel to it. 1999. Think of it as the future.
We'll be right back.
That was 1999 by Prince. Next up is another one of the seasonal songs. This is The Christians and the Pagans, written and sung by Dar Williams. Dar Williams was a popular folk singer in the New York area when I was there, and I saw her live a number of times, usually with a big crowd out in the open. Good stuff. So this song, you'll get the story pretty quickly, but the idea is that these two young women need a place to stay over the holidays, and she calls her uncle, who's sort of estranged, and you'll see why. The Christians and the Pagans. The uncle and his family are the Christians. So this is a song which is kind of fun to listen to.
Called your uncle, said we're up here for the holiday. Jane and I were having solstice, now we need a place to stay. And her Christ-loving uncle watched his wife hang Mary on a tree. He watched his son hang candy canes all made with red dye number three. He told his niece, it's Christmas Eve, I know our life is not your style. She said, Christmas is like solstice, and we miss you, and it's been a while. So the Christians and the Pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground the best that they were able. Just before the meal was served, hands were held and prayers were said, sending hope for peace on earth to all their gods and goddesses. The food was great, the tree plugged in, the meal had gone without a hitch, till Timmy turned to Amber and said, is it true that you're a witch? His mom jumped up and said, the pies are burning, and she hit the kitchen, and it was Jane who spoke. She said, it's true, your cousin's not a Christian. But we love trees, we love the snow, the friends we have, the world we share, and you find magic from your God, and we find magic everywhere. So the Christians and the Pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. And where does magic come from? I think magic's in the learning, 'cause now when Christians sit with Pagans, only pumpkin pies are burning. Tried to do the dishes, her aunt said, really, no, don't bother. Amber's uncle saw how Amber looked like Tim and like her father. He thought about his brother, how they hadn't spoken in a year. He thought he'd call him up and say, it's Christmas and your daughter's here. He thought of father, sons, and brothers, saw his own son tug his sleeve, saying, can I be a Pagan? Dad said, we'll discuss it when they leave. So the Christians and the Pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. Lighting trees in darkness, learning Lewis from the old, and making sense of history and drawing warmth out of the cold.
That was The Christians and the Pagans by Dar Williams. And now comes a bit of a change of pace here. This is, I guess you'd call it bluegrass rock by the infamous String Dusters, and it's called You Can't Stop the Changes. And that's kind of a message to all of us about fighting off the world changing so much. You can't stop the changes. Wonderful bluegrass stuff. The fiddle, banjo, mandolin and guitar, not to mention the drums, just have a great time in here. And interestingly enough, the leader of this group at this time when they made this was the mandolin player, and he kind of drives the band. You can't hear it as much in this recording, but in some of the recordings that the infamous String Dusters did, the mandolin just runs the show. But here they all get a chance to jump in. You Can't Stop the Changes by the infamous String Dusters.
One, two, ready, yeah. the changes, and I don't know why you try. So let the song keep playing, playing till I die.
Just heard You Can't Stop the Changes by the infamous String Dusters. You are listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry University and WISE in Wise, Virginia. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I pick out to be extra special, and occasionally put in some odd things, which I call wombats. And we've got a wombat coming up right now. This is nothing to do with the season. It's from the English music hall tradition. When I was in the New York area, I was in the folk music group there, and we had a lot of singers come in from the British Isles, and sometimes they would bring these narratives, these stories they would tell, and I loved them. And so I memorized a number of them, and this is one of the ones.
Uncle Albert's Sad Farewell to the World by Ed Pickford. There's a stain on the floor of the bar room. There's a cap in a case by the door. There's a verse on a stone in a churchyard in memory of one who's no more. If you turn second left at the high street, just past an old pub called the Swan, there's a monument to my Uncle Albert. And though of not many heroes, he was one. He wasn't a chap prone to boasting. He stood out at, I bet, only 5 feet. but those 5 feet he covered in glory, as you'll hear when his old comrades meet. It was the time of the first Yankee moon men. There was racing at Catterick as well, and I backed the 6-4 favorite. And he was, that is, till he fell. That night was the championship darts match, and the bar of the club was jammed full. We were playing at home in the final, and we started, being nearest the bull. The oohs and the ahs broke the silence as both teams wrestled with might, a game to remember forever by all, even those who were tight. Some favored cardboard, some feathers, some favored heavy, some light. But all were experienced past masters of split-second reckoning and flight. Then the nail that was holding the dartboard bent with a fearful creak, and there wasn't another to replace it, least not straight to hand, so to speak. At last the club's concert chairman, renowned for his improvised wit, says, "Put old Albert beneath it. With his height, it'll just about fit." The company looked around at poor Albert. Then the secretary got right to the nub, saying, "If he doesn't, the match will be forfeit. Come on, Albert, for the honor of the club." Albert had no need of thinking. His blood rose to answer the call, and he jammed his head under the dartboard, crying, "For Queen, club, country, and all!" Not flinching, not moving, he just stood there, except once when he went out the back, until the game flowed in our favor. The opposition was beginning to crack. All that was needed for victory was 5 and double 16. Now the 5 was obtained very easy. Then silence fell on the scene. The player squared up with his arrows. It was Sidney, Albert's own son, who'd played very well all that evening, until now when something went wrong. Now it could have been all the excitement, or some smoke that got in his eye, or it could have been his new wellies, 'cause he slipped just before he let fly. Albert stood stricken with horror as he watched the oncoming dart. Then his teeth gnashed with pain as it hit his gold chain and ricocheted up through his heart. Did he fall like a bird when it's wounded? Did he cry out in the midst of his pain? No. He winced and he spoke in a whisper, "Come on, son, finish the game." Albert's blood dripped down his waistcoat as Sidney took aim and then threw, hitting double 16, neat, sweet, and clean, though how he felt, nobody knew. "Someone grab Albert," cried the steward. "Keep him upright," they all roared. "Hold him up by his armpits. If he falls, he might damage the board." There's a stain on the floor of the bar room. There's a cap in the case by the door. There's a verse on a stone in a churchyard, in memory of one who's no more. The whole club turned out for the funeral. There were friends and relatives as well. And they laid him to rest with the board on his chest. Uncle Albert's sad farewell. That was Uncle Albert's Sad Farewell by Ed Pickford, as read by Harry Baya.
And that was today's Wombat on Wombats and Music. Our next song is the last seasonal song on the show today. And I like rounds. I play rounds occasionally on this show. And this is one, it's a New Year's round, which I learned years ago. And I was quite caught with it the first time I heard it and like it a lot and teach it to people. Ring it in the new year, it says. And there's a point where you go, joy, joy, joy. I love that. I love to hear the joy scream out. The woman who recorded this one is Caroline Payton. She was a friend of mine. She lived near the area where we used to have our folk music weekends, and she had a recording company, so she knew all the better artists in our group who made recordings. I wasn't one of those. And she also was a wonderful singer, so it's her voice that's the lead on here, the female voice. Ring in the New Year by Caroline Payton.
Ring it in, ring in the new year. Ring it in, ring in the new year. Bells are ringing, bells are ringing. Bells are ringing, bells are ringing. Peace and love throughout the new year. Peace and love throughout the new year. Joy, joy, joy. Joy, joy, joy. Ring it in, ring in the new year. Ring it in, ring in the new year. Bells are ringing, bells are ringing. Bells are ringing, bells are ringing.
Bells are ringing, bells are ringing. Bells are ringing, bells are ringing.
That was Ring in the New Year, A New Year Round, as sung by Carolyn Payton and friends. And next up is folk music. Oh, my roots are definitely in folk music. That's where I really learned to love music. So this is one of those. It's The Cuckoo by Dana Robinson. Thank you.
horses, they ain't hungry, and they won't eat your hay. But I will take them on further, and I will feed them on the
by Dana Robinson. The next song on the show is A Pirate Looks at 40 by Jimmy Buffett, and it kind of fits into the New Year's theme because at this point in life we often look back at how things were going, how did we get to where we are in life, and here is Jimmy Buffett looking back and saying, I should have been a pirate. Maybe you felt that way. A Pirate Looks at 40 by Jimmy Buffett.
Mother, Mother Ocean, I have heard you call. Wanted to sail upon your waters since I was 3 feet tall. You've seen it all. You've seen it all. Watched the men who rowed you switch from sails to steam, and in your belly you hold the treasures few have ever seen. Most of them dream, most of them dream. Yes, I am a pirate, 200 years too late. The cannons don't thunder, there's nothing to plunder. I'm an over 40 victim of fate, arriving too late, arriving too late. I've done a bit of smuggling, and I've run my share of grass. I made enough money to buy Miami, but I pissed it away so fast. Never meant to last, never meant to last. And I have been drunk now for over 2 weeks. I passed out and I rallied and I strung a few leaks. But I got to stop fishing, got to go fishing down the rock bottom again. Just a few friends, just a few friends. Women
Mother Ocean. After all the years I've found, my occupational hazard be, my occupation's just not around. I feel like I drown. Gonna hit a town. I feel like I drown. Gonna hit uptown.
That was A Pirate Looks at 40, sung by Jimmy Buffett. And the next song is almost a wombat. Paul Thorne does a lot of very interesting things, and he has a message, and this particular message I feel is very important, especially for me, I guess. There's so much conspiracy theory stuff and mismanagement of information, and we can't trust our sources, and so he has a message to us, at least to me, and he says, no matter what you believe, you should allow for the fact that you might be wrong. And I encourage all of you to deal with that. And I, in particular, am facing that a lot. You Might Be Wrong by Paul Thorne. Next song on the show is Stop, Children, What's That Sound by Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And the reason I think it fits in is it just has a very questioning, what the heck is going on feel to it. And that's the way I feel about coming into this new year. What the heck is going on? It's a strange world. And this song catches that. Stop, Children, What's That Sound?
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, Children, What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
That was Stop, Children, What's That Sound by Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And I don't want to leave you with that haunted feeling, so I'm going to throw in a quick wombat here. This is me leading a group of people singing Simple Gifts. It'll either entertain you or it'll amuse you to hear me leading people. Simple Gifts, led by Harry Baya.
Tis a gift to be simple, tis a gift to be free, tis a gift to come down where we ought to be. And when we find ourselves in a place just right, we'll be in the valley of love and delight. When true simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend, we shan't be ashamed. To turn, turn, will be a delight till our turning, turning we come round right. The gift to be simple, tis the gift to be free, tis the gift to come down where we ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, it will be in the valley of love and delight. When true simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend, we shan't be ashamed. To turn will be our delight, till by turning and turning we come round right.
That was me leading a group of friends singing Simple Gifts. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry University and WISE in Wise, Virginia. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I select that are, I think, are really good special songs, and play them for you and put in strange things which I call wombats. Tonight was Uncle Albert's Sad Farewell to the World. That was the wombat today. So now it's time to end the show, and I have a ritual kind of ending I'll tell you about. I used this ending years ago, and one of my listeners sent me an email saying they liked it a lot and said I should keep using it. So I do. It's my audience participation time, and it starts right now, and I want you to join me. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.